complain a bit, does anyone wonder, why do I love to come to this church? People have many reasons for coming to church. When I was 12 years old, I went to a church in Rosemont, and it was a Hellfire Damnation preacher there. Well, I went for two reasons. The first one was my parents said I had to go. The second reason was it was a 12-year-old girl that just grabbed my heart.
Her name wasn't Mary, was it?
Mary.
No, it wasn't Mary.
Didn't know her name. Thanks a lot, Charlie. I went in and out of church, in and out of church, and then I joined the police department. As Kevin and Earl know, you don't get a chance to go to church because you're working shift work and you get off at 8 o'clock in the morning. You just don't feel like doing it. So when I retired in 95, Mary was going to church in Franconia, on Franconia Road, so I decided to go to church with her. So we started going to a wonderful church, nice place. Then one Sunday the preacher says, and he was a great preacher,
unlike you,
he dressed up in costumes and portrayed the message was just wonderful. But one Sunday he says, I'm leaving to go to another church. And we were all devastated. And I said, man, it's not, why are you leaving? He said, look, if you come to church with a preacher, you come for the wrong reason. And I said, that's interesting. So we went there for a while. I left that church and came here. And the first person I saw when I come to the door was Gene Allison, right here.
Yep.
Now, Gene and I worked in the police department, and his nickname was Hoss. And they knew me by MK. So the first thing he says is, MK, what are you doing here? And I said, Hoss, what are you doing here? I said, this is my church. I said, okay. So I said, we had a good time. So, getting back to my question, why do you come to church? Well, Charlie, great preacher, Matt's great preacher, great singer, great music. But the reason I come to church is because of you and 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 you. The love of this church is unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Sometimes you know when it's just right. I had a procedure done this week. Off to the doctor. I'm not going to tell you what the procedure was. Let's just say it had something to do with an internal cleansing. Let's just say that. It may be funny to you. Was not too funny to me.
That's the football
battle. When I walked out of the procedure,
and I left over the
bag, they had some little gifts over there. They had instructions, you know, the anesthesia took, there's any time they got along. And in this bag, there was a little bottle of, this is hand sanitizer, which that's very nice. You're going to go see the doctor, these
well,
hand sanitizer.
Well, you always get that.
You always get that hand sanitizer. You know, yeah, this is good. This makes just perfect sense to me. Also, in that bag, there was this little teeny thing of Kleenex. This is probably the smallest bag of the Kleenex I've ever seen in my life. But I said, this is nice. Now, but also in that bag, from the Inova Surgery Center, was this. Now, I had to look at it. I had to read. This is chapstick. I didn't quite understand why, after the procedure I had, I'd be eating chapstick, but, you know. And let me tell you how good God is. So I walked back to the office over there. Cindy's over there, and I'm feeling good, you know, I'm feeling great, all like this. And I said, Cindy, I said, let me show you something I got. I got this hand cleanser, I got this. And I said, but I don't know quite why I got this. I says, why would they give you chapstick? And she says, Charlie, maybe you didn't read it. Maybe it's a glue stick. Sometimes you do your best preaching when you say nothing. When God just steps in and says, Charlie, we don't really need to hear from you today. We have heard from Buddy back there about how good life is. Every time that, you know, this time of year rolls around, Thanksgiving is such a precious time, and I know you do the same thing that I do. I start to reflect upon all the good things that God has done for me, what He is doing for me now. How precious it is to have, to me, it's three things that mean so much. How great it is to have family. When Buddy says you and you and you and you and you, what a joy it is to have a church family. It just thrills my soul. We have people that come in, and you know, this morning I heard from Gay talking about what she does over there for the homeless. In the back gallery back there, she has those little Christmas angels. An opportunity for you to do something for an individual that you will never meet in your life. What a precious thing that is to do with a church family. What a freedom it is to have friends. In Mount Calvary, we have friends. When the churches come in here for concert time, what a joy it brings to my heart, because we come in one mind, one spirit, and in one accord. And we share the love of God with the surrounding churches in this area. And I tell you, folks, I just love the friends at Mount Calvary. Right on time. I don't know how you can time those pinch and make more of it. The third thing I love is freedom. I love freedom. I love the freedom to come into God's house. And if God says, you know, we're going to start out singing World War I songs, and we're going to sing World War I songs just because that's okay. If we're going to have our little silent picture show over here, because Matt and Alex, I tell you one thing, God had His hand on this couple. I believe it. I believe it without a shadow of a doubt. And I'm just so joyful that they're willing to share such a beautiful day in their lives and how we're all able to kind of join in. The freedom that we have to allow that if somebody has something upon their heart, I just want to share. Whether you think I'm a good preacher or not, brother, I am glad that you shared this morning. But I'll tell you one thing, I believe it was of God. And we're going to end a little different here. One of the things that I'm so thankful is on, every week we get together for practice. Then we're singing down there in just an hour or so, a couple hours down here. I said, you know, when was the last time we're all in God's house? Kevin, when was the last time we're all in God's house on Sunday morning?
You don't make me answer that, sir.
songs to finish off today's service with these guys. Whatever, or chicken pie, or whatever you're going to have for this Thanksgiving, or whether you have a
heated up TV dinner.